Pashtus, every parasha is a sugya b'fnei atzma. Some parashas need more hispoinunus, what's the yesod of the parasha, because many parashas put together different things. But the Pashtus is that each parasha, the etzim has a thread, a yesod to the parasha. And when we mechabe two parashas together, the chayra was a kesher between the two parashas that it becomes for that Shabbos. It's our parasha. Tazria mitzayra. It's poshet. All the tumma, taro of the Adam. When it comes to achrei mois and kedoshim, it's not so poshet. We look at Achri Mois, let's look at Achri Mois, Bifnei Atzmai, Kedoshim, also needs a lot of thought, all the different halachas which come together, what's the kesher between them. Look at Achri Mois. Start with Yom Kippur. Then we go to Shechut Eichutz, Isav Dam, and all the Yisurim which come from Dam. And then we go to the Parsha of Arayas. So, well, what's the Kesher? And then we connect that to Parsha's Kedoshim. Says Ken Zayim had a machshava on Kolponim, the Yesod, is avada, very, very nogea, bifrat sphere sa'oime, we'll see. As an interesting Ibn Ezra about the soil azosa. He says, the soil of Mishtaleach is not a korban. We don't shecht it, throw it over a cliff. Mais is a very strange inyan. V'im yecholto lehovin asoid shehu acha milas azazel. And if you understand the soid of the word after the word Azazel, which word Azazel are we talking about? Is it Goril Echad Lazazel Vehikriv? No, Mistabe, he says it's not a korban. Is it the next time? A girl, chol a girl, azazel, yo'omad chai, asoya, ashe ola ola, a girl, azazel, yo'omad chai, is it yo'omad? Or, or is it the next? The Shalach Oisei L'Azazel Hamidbara. Which word is it? So say it. Then he says, if you understand that side of that word, you understand what we're talking about. Yesh L'Chaverim B'Mikra. Okay, you have to understand that. Vani agale lecho ksas ha-soid. He says, I'll be megale to you a bit the side. Vyoscho ben shloshim v'sholosh. Teda enu. When you become 33, you'll know it. Ad Khan Ibn Ezra. Soila Zosel. Was meant to, what does it mean? Zog the Ramban brings him. V'hinei Reb Avraham Neman Ruach Mechased Ov. Soidus are not for you have to understand. You have to have a shaykhus to say to understand the remozim. They give you a little remozim and then you can chap. If you know, Ramban says in the Hakdama to his Pirish, when he says, Tavderech HaEmes, he means Tavderech HaSoid. If you know what I'm talking about, then it's good. And if you don't say Pshetalach. So over here, Ramban says, Inei, Reb Avraham, Neman Ruach Mechased Ova, Vani HaRochil Megale Soidoi. So he says, I'm going to be Megale the Soid. Why? What's his hetter to be Megale the Soid? Shekva Gilu Oisei Rabbi Hussein Bim Komis Rabbi. So they'll talk about it in a lot of places, this Soid. So the Ramban says, I'm going to be Megale the Soid. The Ramban is not so poshut either. But he says he's being Megale the Soid. So I'm going to be a bigger Rochel and try and understand what the Gilui of the Ramban is. He didn't say he's keeping the Soid. So lechoira, we have a heter to try and understand what he's saying. So what is his Gilui? Omnu Bracious Rabba. Maybe you're thinking that Mela, I'm just about 33 years old, but no one else here is 33 years old, so we shouldn't. So maybe I'll just go in my office and carry on my own. Lama said, Omnu Bracious Rabba. V'nasa hasoir olav. So the Medrash says, the Medrash is not Soid. The Soidus are in the Medrash, but they're not written B'derech Soid. Not like the Zayas, etc. When also I saw it, Olav, Zog the Medrash, Zeu Esav. The Soid is Esav. Shenema, Hein Esav, Ochi Ish Soir. Esav was Ish Soir. And the Soid of Meshtaleach is Esav. The Nasa, the post says, when Nasa, I saw it, Olav, is called Avonai Sam. Darshan to the Medrash, Avonai Tam, Shnema V'Yakov Ish Tam. We put the Avonai of Yaakov onto Esav. Was made does, what thing? Umefulish Mizen, the Pirkei Reb Lezer Agon. And in Pirkei Reb Lezer explains this Medrash. Why? What does he say? Lefichach hayinoisin loy lesamach mem shoichad b'yoyim akipurim shalei levatel es korbanam. Shneema goyrel echod la'ashem v'goyrel echod la'azazel. Goyroloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekorban oile v'goyroloi shel azazel soya hachatos v'kol avonoseim shel Yisrael olav shneema v'nosa soy olav. So then, from the Pirkei de Reb Lezer, that the Soya Mishtaleach is giving a Shoichad to the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem is the name of the Sotan. It's the every Malach, the name ends in Aleph Lamed, Roy Malachim anyway, Sugi Malachim end in Aleph Lamed. So he is the Sotan. The Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. It's brought elsewhere that it's a remez to Smoil, and we know Yamin and Smoil. Yamin is Chesed, and Smoil is Din. We know the Satan comes down, and he's mefate the mensch, and then he's oil, and he's mekatreg, and then he comes down again, and he's ma'ir the midas adin, and then he comes down again as the malach hamoves. Shteitin, it's for him, can see it. The Gaon brings in Kama Mekoimis that the person, when the Malach HaMoves comes to kill the person, he realizes it's the same Koyach that was Mefate. You were the nice Koyach who were telling me to do these Averas. You're going to kill me? Yes. Yes, that Pitui who's Mefate to do the Averas, that kills the person. State also that the Samach Mem is Rosh Suma. He blinds us. We don't see straight. And on Yom Kippur, we're giving him this Sa'ir. The Hemshech, the Ramban says, V'hinei atoyra osra legamrei kabbalah selukusam. One second. So what's the remez, he says in the, towards the end? What's he mean when you're 33? Something, v'hine ramas l'chor Reb Avram, sh'teida soido k'shetagia l'posuk v'lo yizbuchu oide sivcheihem la'si'irim. And why is that 33? Because it's 33 psukim. See how he's making a remez? The 33 psukim from this pasuk, v'asoya she'ola olav, is v'lo yizbuchu oid esivcheyem la'si'irim. And the Rebbe Ezra is saying that the issa of making karbonos to the si'irim, which are shadim, we'll see mitzvah Hashem in a minute, that is the soid of the Soya Mishtalech. So you don't have to be 33 years old. You have to count the psukim. So what's he talking about? What's the kesher? What's one thing to do with the other? Esau's called Soya. V'hine atoyra osra legamri kabbalah seluhusam v'chol avoyda lohem. The Torah asks any type of korbanos to shadim, to what they call seirim, to these malachim. Avol tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom HaKippurim shenishlach so'ir b'midbar l'sar ha-moshel b'mekom Yisachurban. Which word comes after Azazel that's the side? Midbar, ha-midbar, that we're sending it to the midbar. And we send the Sa'ir to the Midbar. V'hu ha-roi lai. And the Midbar is roi for the Satan, for Samach Mem. Mipnei shehu bailov. The Midbar is where he shilate, the Samach Mem. The Midbar is a place which is desolate, nothing grows. U'me'atzilus koichoi yavoi choyrev u'shmamoin. And from the Samach Mem comes all destruction. Ki hu ha'ilo l'koich ve'ha'cherev ve'ha'domim. The Satan is the koyach, the koich of which brings, behind the koyach which brings, the koich of which brings destruction and brings death. Domim. Va'milchomois. Va'merivois. Va'pitzoim. V'ha'makos, v'ha'pirut, v'achub. All these nasty things, all these horrible things which we have in this world, sof kol sof, are all related to the Son. He's the koyach, spiritual koyach behind all this desolation and chub and milchames. Klal nefesh, v'hikolel nefesh legalgel ma'adim. Not supposed to be in Yonim, but the koich of ma'adim, we call Mars, and it's interesting that that's red, and red is dam, and red is midasadin, in the svarim brings white, is the color of chesed, and white in light is made up of all the different colors of light come together. They make white light. when there's combine all the different koichas, spiritual koichas, come together and make white light. It's an interesting shaila, why tzoras is white. That's why I'm talking about it. Why dafka white? It should be red. Part of it is red. Sometimes adamdam, sometimes there is admimus. Then you have even a bigger shaila, which is white and red together. The koyach of the satan is ma'adim. V'chelko mina umois hu esav, shehu ha-yoyresh ha-chere ve'amilchomis. Interesting. Esav is yoyresh the cherev. Esav is the baal ha-milchomis. And Esav is the gematria shalom. So there's always gematrias which are opposites. How much does Esav make milchamas to make shalom? Who, Mr. Esav, is busy making milchamas as we talk, as we have seen, and destruction and v'chula? Umin ha-behemas, what's the chelik of from the behemas? What's his chelik? Ha-se'irim va-izim. Se'irim, izim, goats. Goats are mazikim. Goats eat anything. You've got to be careful if you have a goat. It can munch anything. Ubechelkoi oid ha-shedim ha-nikroim mazikim beloshen Rabbi Seinu. Ubeloshen ha-kosov, the shedim are called se'irim. Kichen yikra huvu umasi sa'ir. He's called sa'ir. Esau's called sa'ir. So what's the pshat? You're saying that on Yom Kippur, we put the avoinus of Klal Yisrael, avoinusom, avoinus of Tam, on Esau, and send it out to his chelek, to the Midbar, as izim, power, strength, azazel, ozal, la'az, it goes to a sharp cliff, and you throw it over, and get rid of it, and give it to the son of men. But the soid, he told us, is 33 psukim later on, that one mustn't make a carbon to the soir, to seirim. Lo yizbuchu oid la seirim. So what's the pshat? What are we doing on Yom HaKippurim? So the Ramban explains, this is the inyan of Goralos. We are not giving a korban to the Satan. What do we do? He explains, you look in Barichus, I'm not going to read it all inside. What do we do? We take these two se'irim, and we mamid them lifnei Hashem. And then we make a goyrol. And the goyrol is kaveya, which one is going to be a korban Lashem, and which one is going to go la'azazel. We're not kovea, the goyrol's kovea. When the goyrol's kovea, it's kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deciding. Which soya is a korban, goes lifnai v'lifnim, which soya we're sending out to la'azazel. That's the whole union of the goyrolis. And the Ramban gives a marshal. His marshal is a mensch makes a suda for a melech, and a beautiful suda. And the melech tells the Baal HaSuda, give my Eved also a chelik. And he does it. He gives the Eved a chelik of a portion from the Suda. He says, who's giving that portion? The melech's giving the portion. The mensch made the Suda for the melech. He didn't decide himself to give the portion to the Eved. The melech told him to give the melech, the portion to the Eved. The Rebbeinu Shleinim is Koveya. We are Chas V'Sholem, we do not, Lo Yizbuchu Oid Lashedim, we're not giving korbanos to these koichas. We don't want shaychas with these koichas. And that's the kesher between this, the inyan of Soyam Mishtaleach, to the Hemshech of the parasha of the Isuri Dam, Shchutei Chutz, and giving korbanos to the Seirim. The Keshe is that it comes to explain to us what's the Soya HaMishtaleach all about. It's not like the Issa of giving Korbanos. Chas v'Shalom, we're not giving a Korban to them. We're giving it to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koveya Keilu HaShoichad to the Samach Mem. And that's a Kapora for Klal Yisrael. The Maral is a Miridika Drosha. Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. There the Maral explains that these two korbanos are completely different. The sa'ir we shecht, and we take the dam of the sa'ir, and we bring the dam of the sa'ir lifnai velifnim into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and we're mazer the dam achas lamala v'sheva lamato in front of the kapoyos, in front of the oran. And the beginning of the parasha tells us that Aaron HaKohen mustn't come the whole time because Be'anon Eroi Ala Kapoiris, the Shechina is there, Bifrat on Yom HaKippurim. We bring the dam of the Sa'ir, we mazit to Lifnei HaShechina. The Sa'ir Mishtaleach, we don't shecht. We send the guf of the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. We throw the guf out of the... Take it out of the Kodesh, out of the Beis HaMikdash. We put the Kohen Gadol puts the Avoinus Keilu when he's Misvade on that Soya Mishtale, puts the Avoinus onto the Soya and sends him out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Maharal, when the Achim sold Yosef and they wanted to bring the Ksonis Passim to Yaakov Avinu, to Keilu, Yosef was eaten by a wild animal. They shechted a sa'ir and they dipped the ksoinis pasim in the dam hasa'ir. Why? So Rashi says there, because the dam hasa'ir is doimed to the dam ha'odom. So Maharal, what we're doing when with the carbon which we take liflai v'liflim, is the nefesh, the damhu nefesh, the nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Where do we belong? We belong in the Kodesh Kodoshim. We belong lifnei Hashchina. That's where we mamash belong. That's the Kohen Gadol takes us into the Kodesh Kodoshim, takes Klal Yisrael to the Kodesh Kodoshim. Averus. The Averus are not as be'etzim. The Averus are mitzad the guf. The Averus are the chitzonius. On Yom Kippur, we get rid of the Averus, and we send it out, and we throw it away, and we say, where did these Averus come from? They came from you, Mr. Samach Mem. You mefate us. You persuaded us. You blinded us, Suma, and you made us have these Averus. And all the tum of the Averus, they're yours. You have it. Here, take it. And we send it out to the Midbar. That's your chelik. Devastation, nothing productive. So the Maral there in the drosha, Sa'ir. See, there's a Kpeda, Aesop's called Sa'ir, the Umar's called Sa'ir, and the animal which represents the Satan is called the Seirim, the Sa'ir, and it's Eris Sa'ir. And the Shadim are called Seirim. What's the Inyan? Dr. Sa'ir is Gematria Hayetzer Hara. All these Inyanim of Sa'ir, Esav, the Shadim V'chule, it's all the Yetzer Hara. On Yom Kippur we come to the Darga. Where's the Yetzer Hara? Out. No, nothing to do with us. Where do we belong? Our nefesh, the true place of the Yid, is lifnei Hashchina in the Kodesh Kodoshim. So we have to realize that even Ezra and the Ramban is telling us that when we learn the whole avoid of Yom Kippur with the Soya Mishtaleach, We have to contrast it with the other making korbanos to the Sa'ir to realize we're not making a korban. It's the Gerola, it's the Rabbanu Shem's giving this chedik to Sa'ir. Arise, go away. We don't want to have any shaykhs to it. Mimeila, the hemshech after Yom Kippur is shchut eichut, making korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. So who are they being makriv to outside the Beis HaMikdash? Davel Aaron vel Bona vel Kol Yisrael lema v'marta lem ze adov ha-shetziva Hashem lema ish ish v'beis Yisrael ha-sheyishchat shor kesev ha-eiz b'machane o ha-sheyishchat michutz ha-machane el Pesach oil moed lo yeviyo lahakru korban la-Hashem nifle mishkan Hashem dom yechoshev lo ishahu dom shofach v'nichrasu ishahu mikerev amoy. Machlokes, we're talking about the Basa Taiva in the Midbar, or we're talking about Korbanos, Shchut Eichutz and Korbanos, but Al Korbanim, what's the Yesod? The Yesod is Korbanos have to be with the Dam in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'lo yizbechu oy desivcheihem la'si'irim asheheim zoynim achreihem. They shouldn't make any more Korbanos to the Seirim. The Seirim here means the Shadim, Zokhtrashi. Ashehem Zoynim Achreihem. They're running after them. Znus. Chukas Oilam Tiyas Oislochem Adaroisam. What's this Hakpada? So the Torah B'shum Panim Oifen. Now, Lo Yizbuchu Oid. They used to, Yidden used to do this. Used to make Korbanos to the Seirim. But no longer. The Ramban learns the Zoynim is making korbanos to koichas, trying to tune into the Avodah Zarah and the Malochim and all the various koichas, which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Znus Yozoyne from being in the Reshus of Hashem Yisbarach and making korbanos to other koichas, kilu, they have power, and that's the Znus. And it's mamash znus, because we, Klal Yisrael, we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the isha of Klal Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're no shaykhs to us. And what are you making korbanos to them? That's znus, going out of the reshus of our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are under the shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively. The Sfonon has a slightly different hesba. So the Svonai, Kasher hoyu rabim chafetzim bechevras ha-shedim v'avosom. They used to want to have shaykhs with the shedim. Beforehand, he says, people used to use the shedim to do shlichas for them. Shedim are koichas, which are only made up of esh and avir, and they don't have ofor and mayim. So they're not near air. The Gemara says there are six things which are the shadim. They're oichel v'shoise kibnei adam, but they're not near him, and they fly around because they don't have the offer of rirus. When you can't see them, but they also are shomea certain aspects of the future because they're more spiritual. Spiritual, they're not malachim, they're less than malachim, but they, that's why they're poire veroive and they die. They're not like malachim, but they're not like behemoths and bnei adam because they don't have the offer, they're not so chomri. And because they're these spiritual koichas, so they hear more what's going on in the spiritual world, so they know a bit about the future. Not properly the future, a bit about the future. So kashehoyu rabim chafetzim bechevras hashedim v'avosom, and there used to be a big yetzahara to have shaykhas with these koichas. Kedei sheyisayuhu ba'asogas ha'orev ha'bilti moyu. And they could help you get geschmacka things, taivadika things, which has no toelis. They don't have a toelis. Asher tavose niknes ba'achilas eitz hadas. It's like eating the eitz hadas. What's the eitz hadas? Gives you taiva. Ho you magishim dam lemincha l'shedim ve'oichlim oisoy l'schabe imam. And they used to be makriv the dam to the shedim. He explains there that the shedim, what are they oichel? They're oichel, the aid, the ruach, which comes up from dam. The dam is the nefesh, and they have shaychus, whatever this means. And they used to be makriv dam to them, or even eat dam, or drink dam, so they can have shaychus to the shedim. And the shedim would help them to get taivadika things. They would make a whole pool of blood, whole maisa in Shmuel like that. They made a whole pool of dam. And if you have a whole pool of dam, the sirim are going to come there, and they're going to want to eat from this dam. Kedei limshach avosim v'hischabrom imam. Now listen. When he says, this is the Yesod. This is the Yesod of the parasha. V'kashe kidshonu okel yisbarach. V'hirchikes amoy fi ha'efsha. Mirdoif achrei ha'orev ha'bilti mayil. When the Rabbeinu Shalom took us to be his am, and he was mekadesh us. And Kiddusha means that we no longer go after things which are just taiva without any toelis. That's the Yesod of Kiddusha. Kashe kidshonu okel yisbarach, v'hirchik es amok v'hoev shemirdoif achrei ha'orev bilti moil. Kiddusha is not to go after geshmak, which has no toelis. Hirchik me'emes ha'shedim v'chevrosam b'yosam mazikim be'emes k'mashakoru oisam azal v'oses ha'dam v'onash olav kores. And eating dam, drinking dam, z'chayev kores k'mashakonash misa alachilas eitz hadas. Orev, without any toeles. Chomrius, taiva, without any toeles. That's eitz hadas. And that was the big yetzer hara of having shaychus with the shedim. And that's why they are seirim, sa'irs, gematria, hayetzer hara. On Yom Kippur, when misvad al chet shechotonu lefonecho b'yetzer hara. Every aveir is with the yetzer hara. What's the chet shechotonu in the yetzer hara? Going after the Yetzer Hara, l'shem the Yetzer Hara. Going after Taiva, l'shem Taiva. Taiva without any toelis. That's the Lehepech HaGom of Kedusha. Klal Yisrael, the Am HaKadosh. Adarabba. Kedusha, we could say, Avada, we have Gufim. Avada, we have maisim gashmim, which we have to do. We have to eat. We have to sleep. Komini maisim gashmim, which we have to do. Over the Mishnah says, kol maasech yu l'shem shamayim. When we use our yetzer hara, l'tzorech avodas Hashem, the yetzer hara, zok the gon, often means taiva. The Gaon says you can't eat unless you have taivas achila. And you can't get married unless you have taivas noshi. So you have to use your taiva. But you have to channel your taiva. And the Mesilas Yesharim says when a mensch is sholet al atzmoi and you use Oilam hazeh for avodas Hashem. Who oile va'oilam oile imoy? Who's in charge? Is the Yetzer Hara in charge? al chet shechatanu lefanecha b'yetzara. Or am I in charge and I'm shoylet and I'm taking these koiches and using them for avodas Hashem? Kol ma'aseichu l'shem shamayim. Yes, we have to eat. Why are we eating? Gishmak l'shem gishmak. For no other reason. Or do we have a kavana beyond that? We want to have koyach to be oyved Hashem. We want to make a suda's mitzvah to celebrate and to show and bring out an inyan ruchni. Whichever mitzvah we're talking about, suda's mitzvah. So we're using these koiches for toelis. But if the whole yisod is taiva l'shem taiva, with no moyu, there's no toelis from it, fressing the shame, fressing. When a mensch takes his tivus noshim and he's mekadesh an isha, and he uses it, letzorech kiddushin, the Shlach HaKadosh says, there's no maisa which is more kaddish than that maisa. You can take the Yetzer Hara and channel it and use it, that's Kedusha. If the Yetzer Hara takes you and uses you to shame the Yetzer Hara, that's an ahepach of Kedusha. On Yom HaKippurim, we set things right. We take a sa'ir, the dama sa'ir, the nefesh of the sa'ir, the ruchnis of the sa'ir, kodesh kodashim, that's where we're supposed to be. The guf, the chitzonis, that's the sa'ir amishtaleach, arois, out, goodbye, throw it away. Give it over to the satan, give it over to the samach mem, that's where he is, that's your chelek, in the midbar, in the nothingness, because there's nothing that comes of it. How many people, Nebuch, if you don't have Torah, then you're in this circle. A mensch eats, l'shem taiva, or l'shem koyach, to get money, so that he can eat, so he can have koyach, so he can get money, so he can eat, so he can get money, round and round and round. Shum toelis, never breaks out of this circle. Taiva l'shem taiva has no toelis. The Yetzahara l'shem the Yetzahara. And the emes is, we live in the world of Soya. We live in Esav's world. How much we're mushba from Esav's culture and Esav's ideas? Aren't we being bombarded the whole time with taiva l'shem taiva? Yetzahara l'shem yetzahara. Do what feels good. Eat because it's geschmack. We go to a supermarket. Everything's wrapped up to try and attract the chitzonius of it. Don't have anything which is wrapped up and just tells you, stam, this is healthy. Even the stuff which is officially healthy comes wrapped up in all sorts of attractive wrappings. And what's the media trying to tell us? What are we bombasted with all the advertising? L'shem Shamayim? They wouldn't sell anything, L'shem Shamayim. Everything's Adarabba, L'shem Taiva. And the Hemshech of the Parsha, K'maiser, it's Mitzrayim L'sasim, K'maiser K'nani. What was the culture of Mitzrayim and the Kananim? Znus, Taiva, Besach, Hamoirim, Besorom. Like a Chamor, Chomrius, L'shem Chomrius. Znus l'shem znus. And isn't that be'etzim what all Western culture is about? And the shoresh, I don't know if the shoresh is in America, the shoresh is in England, or the shoresh is in Europe. Big machlokes, who are the bigger bali taiva? But a maisa elu. And the interesting svono about the arayas. The svono says, the be'etzem, the best thing the choira should be to marry the closest relative that you have. Why? Because the closer two things are when they're mishabed together, then the produce will be better. The further things are away, the lichoira, the less shalem will be the produce. If two things are very close, then you mechabed them together, you produce something. So he said, be'etzem, the best thing would be to marry your sister, or all these different arayas. And he says, the problem is, because if they would be mutter to marry, and you grow up with them, and there would be no harchoka, because you're going to marry one of them, you'd start with a relationship of taiva. Your yetzer will push you, and you'll have taiva, and then you'll get married, it'll be kulei taiva. And that, chas v'shalom, won't produce choshuva children. So the Torah asks the arayas and says you have to get married to somebody you don't know. You didn't know her before. You didn't have a whole kesher with her before. You come and meet her, sit down in a hotel, the nuts and poshet. Been embarrassing the first time a bochur goes to the shidduchim. And what's he doing it for? The shame, the mitzvah, to get married, and he's boidig. That's what he should be doing anyway. Boidig, is she going to be my zivuk? We have similar ashkofers, we have similar desires to build a similar house. What's the tachlis of our marriage? What's the tachlis of the chinuch? What do we want from children, etc.? And we see, we're on the same page. This is going to help me grow and build a bias of Torah. Hariat mekudeshesli. And that's why Mishkav Zocha is a toyeva. Some of them are falshim because it's taiva l'shem taiva. There's no toelis. You never get a child out of a Mishkav Zocher relationship. They're doing even worse nowadays. You know, these couples who adopt Nebuch, a poor baby. It's not your woman what they do. To adopt a poor baby, and that's their child. They can't have a child naturally. So they adopt a baby. Did they ask the baby, are you willing to be an experiment to be brought up by these two bali taiva, two men bali taiva, two women bali taiva, two meshugna people, and you're, that's, they're going to be mechanich you and bring you up? Are you willing to do that? The baby goes, not badass. Which babies are up for adoption anyway? Pashtas from some znus, other baisa, where they have this poor mumsa arrived in the world. And they adopt the baby. And a lot of these chevra, very makbid, not to use any medication or stuff which has animal experimentation. No, we won't be experimenting with that little rabbit sign. Oh, we'll take a human baby and experiment with him. And they'll be surprised in 20 years' time when these people grow up, never, they're psychotic cases, and each one's worse than the next. Grow up in such a house. It's a toyeva. It's a mehepach ha-gomor of what the Rabbeinu Shalom's world's all about. Taiva l'shem taivas. I am the Naira. And these chevra are trying to persuade the whole world that it's natural and normal. But they make marches. I'm a Naira. and who's not mushpa. They came out, and interesting, a few years ago they decided, instead of calling them queers, which they used to call them, he was Alosh Saginar, we're gay. And how do you put it in Ivrit? This is a human. Mitzat ha-ga'ava. Gaiva? Gaiva, toya bas Hashem kol gvalev. So this whole march is of the in Tel Aviv or in Yerushalayim, they come, the mitzat ha-ga'ava, one big toyeva. Nebuch. The yisod of these parashas, Achrei Mois Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kodesh means to be in control of your gashmias. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, Melei Chol Aretz Kevoidoi. Kodesh means to be Mufrash and Muvdal. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is more Kodesh than anything else can be Kodesh, three times the word Kodesh. So he's Mufresh and Muvdal from Gashmias, from this world. No, Melech Cholayitz Kuvaydai. He's in the world, Chas V'Shalom, to say he's Ozav Hashem Yisraelo. Teretz is, it's not Mufresh from Gashmias, it's Mufresh from the Koichas of Gashmias. The Rabbeinu Shalom is completely separate from any type of physicality. Aber Meloi Cholaretz Kavoidoi. Kedoshim Tiyu. You have to live a life like the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kedusha. Be shaylit on your goof. Live al pi your seichel. Live al pi your neshama. Live al pi your nefesh. Not al pi your taivas. Not al pi your yetzahara. Not al pi your goof. Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a gewaltig in a shama, chelik elokami mal. And he gave us a goof. And that's the schus gadol that the Adam has. To have these two koichas, and we have the bechira to decide, what am I going to be? A goof, like the soya mishtaleach, or the nefesh, like the soya, the carbon that goes to the kodesh kodashi. What am I going to be? And as time goes on and Torahs go on, Rabbeinu Shalom gives more koyach to the Sa'ir, to the Yetzirah, and to the Satan. And he used to be, 100 and something years ago, he developed movies. And then the last few years, he developed something much better. You don't have to go somewhere to have a movie. You can have it in your house. You have an internet, you have a computer. But still, you have to have this big thing. Oh, they used to have DVDs and all those things. Zichronom Livrochem. And now, the Sutton developed. Schlep around such a big thing, and you have to have it in the house. You put it in your pocket. Have a little machinkele in your pocket. You can have kol ha-tivers, kol ha-ilam kulei at your fingertips without any effort. Touch the screen and you have it. And the Adam, the Baal Bechira, am I going to be a soya mishtaleach, a goof, a yetzahara, or am I going to be in the kodesh kadoshim, kadoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem ekeichem? Am I going to control myself and live al pi my neshama, my chelik elokami ma, the heilige neshama which the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me, and get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or am I going to run away into the midbar, into something which is churban, nothing, shtusim, no toelis? And that's the schus that we have. That we can decide to be mekadosh ourselves, kadoshim tiyu. And in this tkufa, we have a very funny mitzvah. If you think about it, it's a funny mitzvah. Sfiras Ha'oimer. And it's called Sfiras Ha'oimer. Rosh Hashanah v'Chazal. Shein Kidushon v'Mitzvah, Yisrael v'Tzivanu. Al Sviras Oime. What Oime does anybody ever count? What is an Oime? Have you ever seen an Oime? And how many Omrim do you have that you're busy counting Omrim? You're not counting any Omrim. Don't count any Omrims. What are we counting? We're counting days. And what is the pshat we're counting days? You want to count days? I'll tell you how to count a day. You get a luach, and you say from this date to this date, and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 49, 50, whatever you come out. Ask any chosn. He's busy counting the days. But we don't do that. We know exactly how many days there are. We know exactly the sum that we're getting to. Every shul has the... Oh, we don't have one. Okay. Every shul usually has this little thing which has a sign. Hayom kach v'kach la'oimer. So what are you counting? What's the pshat? You're counting sfiras ha'oimer, counting the oimer. It's la'arichus of our regel achas, just to show what this, why it's nogea to this yisoid that we're talking about. We count from the Havoas Ha'oimer, when they started with the first Tvua that there is, and they made a carbon of the first Tvua, and that was Sa'oirim, related to the word Sa'ir, Sa'oirim, Michael Behema, and we connect that carbon to Matan Torah. The Chinuch says that Hakrova Sa'oimer is to appreciate, Bifrat in Eretz Yisrael like this. This is every year we see the Rabban Hashem's giving us Tvua. It's the first Tvua. And we're looking at the first Tvua and we're realizing the Tvua that comes this year, all the Chamesh Minei Dagon, all the Tvua, the first one is the Soirim, but all of it, and then the Chito, is all a Matana from Hashem Yisbarach. Yes, the farmer worked hard, but it's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what's the tachlis? Taiva l'shem taiva? Food l'shem food? Food without a tachlis? No. Im ein kemach, ein teure. Aber im ein teure, ein kemach. Im ein teure, ein kemach. People without teure don't have food. Of course they do. But it's not kemach. It's useless. What do they get out of it? Nothing. Go around the circles. Im ein teira, ein kemach. There's no toheles. So we take the oimer and we connect it to Matan Torah. And every night to this tkufa, we don't live like that. Most of us have very little shaychus to the ktsira that's going on. And right now, we think we don't even realize there is such a thing as wheat. Bread grows in plastic bags. Or a yeshiva bocher, same bread grows in plastic bags in the dining room downstairs. That's where it grows. No, that's where the chayre grows. And avrech knows. No, it grows in the supermarket. That's where it grows. We don't have a shaykhus to it, but alibi the emes now in Eretz Yisrael is the ksira, the zman ksira. And what's the tachlis of that ksira? To be meisim leiv every day to connect it with Matan Torah. We have to take the oimer and turn the oimer into yesh. Oimer is gematria yesh. Have to take oilam azeh and turn oilam azeh into something real. Oilam abo is called yesh. Lahan chil oi hava yesh. Olam Haba is the real Metzias. Olam Hazeh, Mitzad Olam Hazeh is garnished, nothing, it's ayin. We have to make a yesh me ayin. We have to take our Olam Hazeh, Umikach HaTorah, Kol Maaseh Yu L'Shem Shamayim. We're ma'ale the Oimeh, day after day, to connect it with Torah, that the whole of a Yid's life is Kol Maaseh Yu L'Shem Shamayim. Where do we belong? We belong in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Yeah, we have Nisyonos, very big Nisyonos. And sometimes we fall. That's why we have a Yom Kippur, to set us right every year. Or the message of Yom Kippur is the Sa'ir, the Yetzirah, the goof out. That's not me. I am the Dam HaSa'ir, the carbon Lifnei Hashem. That's the Gevaltig Inyan. That's Kedusha, to live a life with a Toyeles, and a life of Taiva without a Toyeles, to the Hepech HaGomer of Kedusha.